Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
This 17-13 loss to the Chargers, well, Mike, it has me at my wit's end. And listen, this is three losses in a row, and now I am starting to worry. And I'm worrying because the thing that was supposed to carry us is not doing a damn thing. 6 weeks into the season, I said, we are here because of our quarterback. Well, the last 3 weeks, we're here because of our quarterback. Because he hasn't thrown a touchdown, and he's been prone to picks. And Mike, we got to have this discussion because, listen, if the goal is to get as far as we can this year, then that means Ra and everybody in the front office has to do everything they can to get us there. Does that mean a quarterback change? Because right now, Cousins is not playing well enough and he's not seeing the field well enough for me as a fan to feel comfortable.
Yeah, and again, controversies and having to answer tough questions from us or the media. Coach Ra, you've got to bring Penix in the fourth quarter. Kirk Cousins was having a horrible day. It's inexplicable for a team to come off the bye week. Normally, Carl, come off the bye week. Remember, Smitty? We looked at some stuff. We self-scouted. You come up with some new stuff. Where's all the new stuff? I mean, I thought we were done with all this pistol nonsense. I thought some of this stuff was trying to help Cousins because he was rusty because of the Achilles injury. He's not effective out of the pistol. So I don't know what's going on there. We know it's a good Charger defense. You've got to come up with a better mousetrap. That was pitiful on Sunday.
Four interceptions for Cousins. Defense did a deal, man. They did the deal. I will tell you, Ladd McConkey went off. And we know Ladd. We saw him at Georgia. We knew he'd be a really good wide receiver. And in that offense, with that quarterback, he's really good. But we limited him in the second half. And they didn't do anything in the second half of this game offensively. And we couldn't move the ball. We kept having these self-inflicted wounds because of our quarterback play. So here's where I'm at. You got to talk about it. You got to look at it. You got to examine it. And you got to say what gives us the best chance to win right now. It doesn't mean the end if it was to happen. It just means, you know what, maybe Cousins is not looking as we had hoped. And he needs a break. And we're going to give it to him. This whole idea, like, we cannot make a change. Let's not be stubborn at Flowery Branch. 404-726-0929.
Hey, man, look, we're big fans of Kirk Cousins. We thought if this guy can come off the Achilles and get back to what his football card is, which is 30 touchdowns and 4,000 yards, this team's going to win the division and maybe do something in the playoffs. He's gone backwards, Carl. 3 weeks now, 0 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. And I don't know, I mean, is he breaking down physically? I heard Andy and Randy talking about the velocity and lack thereof with the ball. He was never thought of as an elite arm strength guy. But Kirk, there's something wrong with Kirk Cousins. And if you can't figure it out, you've got to go with Penix. I mean, I just thought, look, you put Penix in, if he gives you a spark, deal with the consequences later, Carl. But you were listless. You got outscored 8-6 in the second half yesterday.
Yeah, it was pathetic. And, you know, on a day where, can you guys believe this? Hold on. On a day where we get 5 sacks. 5 in one game, and we've been crying all season about getting sacks and the defense stepping up, and the defense did their job in the second half. They only had 187 total yards. 187, not 3 or 487. So the defense did enough to keep you in this game, and we were lackluster offensively. And it starts and finishes with our quarterback. And Cousins, I'm sorry. This has to get better. And if it doesn't, it is going to be up to Raheem Morris, Mike, to say it's in the best interest of this team to play the other guy.
Man, he throws, do you see the ball he throws behind Mooney? Look, I just don't understand. I was in Tampa. We talked to Kirk Cousins the next week. He made one of the best throws I've seen a Falcon quarterback make. He drops a dime in there, perfect touch, and now he can't get the ball to Mooney without pressure. He's throwing behind him. What is wrong with Kirk Cousins? I mean, I don't know if anybody can figure this one out because, guys, the only chance we have is for Kirk Cousins to get his ish together.
That's
if not,
it.
We're dead.
That's it.
You got to go to Minnesota. We got to play the Commanders. You guys know the schedule. Hell, we might not even win 9 games right now. Think about that. We can still lose this division, even by owning all the tiebreakers in the division. The only one we won't have is how many wins. And if the Bucs have 10 and we have 9, guess what? We're not even going to the playoffs.
We're in a desperate situation right now. 3 weeks ago, we weren't. Now we are. This hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. It is Dukes and Bell, and you are listening to Atlanta's number one sports station, its number one sports show. Here is where we are at. This team has to be better. And offensively, if we're not, Mike said it, we're dead. And right now, that is how I feel about this team. I do not feel like we're going to get things clicked. I thought we were going to get it clicking out of the bye week. Mike, I know you were out. We were right up there at Flowery on Wednesday. Coach talked about all those things, the self-evaluation and the self-scout. He even said to us, which he did Sunday, yeah, I'm thinking about taking the ball. And he did. Guess what we do? We go down and we blow a field goal.
Yeah, I mean, and that's one where we should have gotten six. We do get six on the subsequent possession. And that's a ballsy move because the Chargers haven't given up a touchdown on the opening possession all season long. But then Koo, and I know guys are on Koo. Here's the news flash. You're going to have to bring in a kicker in the offseason. You're going to have competition for Koo. Whether you want to bring in a retread, whether you want to draft a guy out of college.
Yeah, somebody.
But you got to replace Koo. If Koo can't get it together, guys, it's amazing how it happens. Tucker's gone south for the Ravens. They've got a big issue because they're going to be in close games down the stretch. We're going to be in close games down the stretch. I mean, there's no excuse. And another thing, Pitts. Do you realize that Kyle Pitts has 6 catches the last 4 weeks? 0 yesterday, just 2 targets. Now, I saw some stuff on some fantasy stuff on ESPN on Sunday saying about how 2 high safeties, maybe that'll be a problem for Pitts. I guess so, because they basically conceded Pitts was not going to be a part of the freaking game plan on Sunday.
Yeah.
This is a bust. And I'm saying, guys, there's no ifs, ands, or buts with Kyle Pitts. A few weeks ago, he looked like he was going to be top 5 in tight ends. Kyle Pitts is a bust. I don't want to hear it. He's a bust. Period. Bum.
404-726-0929. Follow us on social media. We dare you. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I am at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929. And follow the radio station at 929 The Game. I want you to hear Kirk Cousins talk about taking responsibility. Here's the thing, too. Some of these picks I can live with. They hurt, but I can live with them. Kirk, you know what I can't live with? We're in the red zone, and you throw the ball like you're in the backyard. Like, who are you throwing it to? And you throw a crucial pick that we could have took a field goal opportunity, cut this lead to 1, anything happens. We give it up right there. Like, that was the worst interception of the day. Forget about the Derwin James right, or the pick 6. We're in the red zone. Protect the damn football, Kirk. Here's Cousins talking about his responsibility.
Yeah, I thought they made a couple nice plays, but obviously also feel like we made it a lot easier on them. And when I say we, I mean I got to play better. Kind of goes without saying, but was disappointed in the game I put together, and it hurts right now.
You held this team to field goals. As you said, Carl, their only touchdown was a pick 6. This is Justin Herbert, and look, you know, Harbaugh wants to run the football and do some of those things. They were missing Dobbins. But your defense is not the problem in this one. They did their job. This, when you go first-round offense, second-round skill possession, third pick in a year, every damn pick, Carl, that they've made has been about the offense, and it's coming up snake eyes right now. And I like Zach Robinson. I don't know what the hell he's doing. I don't know what he's doing. Why are we going sideways, Carl, when we need a yard? I mean, hell, even Kirk Cousins did actually pick up 1 short yardage play. But then we're going to put him in the pistol? He needs to be under center and play action. All those things you and I were flummoxed over after the Pittsburgh game all came back out of the bye? What the hell is going on here? And Fontenot, you don't get a pass either. You built this thing. This is the year we win 10 games. What the hell has happened to our team?
We're falling apart. We're in a bad stretch. And we got to get right. We thought we were going to get right yesterday. We had a chance to get right, and we didn't. We have to get right. I also want you to hear, as we talk about Cousins and his performance, and we'll get into everybody else, all right, because everybody played a role in this. But I say, but for everybody that was bitching about the defense and the sacks and all those things, they showed up yesterday. Jimmy Lake made the necessary adjustment to shut Ladd McConkey down in the second half. So that is, we can put that to the side. Now it is, we have to focus. And here's something else, Mike, that I've noticed. Is it me? Or is Kirk Cousins focusing in on Drake London a little bit too damn much?
Well, on that one interception where it's just a jump ball into three dudes.
Who's he throwing it to?
Bijan is right in front of him. Bijan is literally, he's got tunnel vision on Drake. He's making rookie mistakes. The stuff that Kirk Cousins pulled on Sunday, and we love Kirk, but let's call it what it is. That's the crap Desmond Ridder did.
Oh, no!
Yes, Kirk Cousins is doing the same crap that Ridder did. We didn't pay this guy $100 million. The guaranteed portion's $100 million. To come in here and be as bad as Desmond Ridder. And right now, he's worse.
Last 3 weeks. Let me hear Coach Rod talk about no changes at that position.
Yeah, we got no issues with that, man. Like, I don't think that's going to be the issue around here. You know, that guy's carried us. That guy's got us to the point where we're 6-6, first place in the division, still got everything in front of us, despite what happens today. It's up to us to bounce back and find a way to win football games, and there's no better man than 18 to go do that for us.
Now, I will say this, okay, and I may not agree with it right now, and I don't, because I think you have to evaluate your football team top to bottom. But I do think that there is a loyalty process here with Ra and the people that brought him in and saying, hey, he's our best option. He gives us the best chance to win. We love Penix, but it ain't his time yet. Fine. I don't necessarily agree with it. But I will say this, Mike. Ra, you can say that, and we'll see you on Wednesday. You can say that. But God forbid, Mike, what if he throws a pick in the first possession of the game on Sunday,
right,
and all of a sudden now we're all looking at each other? You cannot go in and totally not be committed to the idea of what if. What if things go bad and then I have to really look at this? Do not make the commitment to say I'm not going away from him only because you feel the loyalty that this gives us the best chance to win.
When he throws the pick six, I just think you've got it. We've seen it before. Okay, yes, it will create a controversy. Yes, you guys will be calling up saying, I knew it. I got to get to Penix. But you've got to shake it up. You've got to. The team sees it. They all love Kirk Cousins, but they see he's having a bad day in the office. How the hell you have a bad day after coming off a bye week is really hard to wrap your head around, Carl. But you've got to get Penix in there. You've got to. If he goes up in Minnesota, and it'll be the ultimate embarrassment, if he gets pulled at halftime because he's stinking it up against the Vikings to bring Penix in. But Coach Ra, you got to do this. The season is slipping away. You can still blow this division. The Bucs can still win it.